Chris, experts that you've spoken to in this investigation say that this exposes failures in the government's safeguard mechanism, that is a key climate change policy. What are they telling you? What questions does this raise about the effectiveness or the way that that safeguard mechanism is working?
So we've spoken to a climate policy expert at the ANU, Andrew McIntosh, and he says what's happening here with BHP and other big miners really exposes the fundamental weakness of the government's key climate policy, the safeguard mechanism. So what we know is that last year, about half of BHP sites, which are covered by the safeguard mechanism, were above their baseline levels. So they polluted at levels that were above the government imposed limit that was set on them. The consequence for BHP was that it had to pay back less than $9 million. So for a company of BHP's size and scale, you know, that is peanuts. It's nothing. Andrew McIntosh says, you know, this just shows that there's no incentive for companies like BHP to limit their emissions, that no rational operator, including a company like BHP, would actually act with any urgency in a policy setting like that. They say, you know, this safeguard mechanism really needs to be rethought because if we can't use it as a lever to compel or to force BHP and other big miners into acting on their emissions, then it's essentially not worth the paper that it's written on.
Chris, how do you think this story is going to be received in Canberra? We've known for a long time that fossil fuel companies lobby the government. Your investigation has revealed a bit more about how that works. What can you tell us about how they wield power and political influence?
Yeah, so companies like BHP, I mean, you know, it's the biggest miner in the world, right? It has a lot of resources and it has a lot of resources to deploy at government relations and at influencing public policy. So we know from public records that they have engaged four firms that are on the federal lobbyist register. So that's four third party lobbyist firms. We don't know exactly what those firms are doing for them because we don't get that level of transparency. We know that they have their own government relations team in-house and we have zero transparency around the way that they interact with government and ministers. So taking all that together, we know that BHP is able to exert quite a bit of influence on government. So are other big miners and other big corporates. So what do we know? So the safeguard mechanism isn't hitting BHP with any considerable penalty for being above its emissions baselines. We know that they exert a lot of influence and we know that they were really active during the creation of and reforms to the safeguard mechanism. You just kind of come away from that thinking, well, is there a real question about how that policy was created and how much influence BHP and other big miners were able to wield? And has it led to a situation now where BHP feels safe in not acting with considerable urgency on this really pressing problem?
Climate and environmental groups have been for years ringing the alarm about the need to act with more urgency to address the climate crisis. What's their response to what's been uncovered in these leaked documents?
Yeah, I think there was a really telling quote that we had from Annika Reynolds at the ACF. So Annika said, given what we know about the climate crisis and about global heating, delay is as good as denial. If we don't act urgently, then we are not acting in line with what we know about the science of global heating. And I think that's really telling here because what the documents tell us is that material, genuine action on reducing emissions within BHP has been put off as far back as the 2030s, possibly into the 2040s. So when we're talking about global heating and action on climate change, if we're going to hit the targets and we're going to limit global temperature rises, the urgency needs to be there right now.
Chris, it is a huge investigation showing some of the thinking inside one of Australia's largest emitters. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Noah.
The That was Christopher Norse, Chief Investigations Correspondent for Guardian Australia. You can read more about the BHP files on theguardian.com, including analysis from The Guardian's climate and environment editor, Adam Morton. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koenig. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. You can follow and subscribe to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review. We want to hear your feedback. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.